Good afternoon. Well, another good day for the Aussie market. In fact, shares today lifted by around 0.6% or 34 points. The ASX 200 closing well above 5,700 points. And that means that we're sitting at the best levels in a month. But in 4 days, the market has added about 2% in value as well. So this is certainly a sign that as we approach the middle of October, we're starting to gather up a bit of momentum. We'll have to wait and see if this continues in the week or two ahead. But generally, October, more often than not, in the past decade at least, has been a positive month for markets. So that continues to be the case. We had all sectors playing their part today. 75% of all companies on the ASX 200 improved. Just a few of the miners lost ground. So some of the main weights included Fortescue Metals and South32. Construction group CIMIC came under pressure as well. But there were a number of winners, many of them actually in the dairy space and infant formula space. So Bellamy's was probably the best, up 12%. The company based in Tasmania has agreed to pay a $66,000 penalty to ASIC. Now, it continues to deny any wrongdoing here, but Bellamy said it's agreed to pay the fine to avoid a further cost moving forward, and the market perhaps impressed that it just wants to move on from here. So it shares up strongly. Murray Goulburn has announced reports at least that it's going to cut 60 jobs in the media, and its shares rose 2%, and Bega Cheese was another improver as well. There were a number of losers though. One of them was Myer, down 1% today. The department store owner has almost halved in value since the start of the 2017 calendar year, but today it appointed a new chairman who will step in after the AGM at the end of next month. Now, Gary Hounsell played a part in the turnaround plans for Qantas and Treasury Wine Estates, so hopes that he will do some good work there. BlueScope Steel down about 0.25%. It did actually at its AGM today say it's on track to meet its profit goals in the first half of the year, but of course keep in mind that just a couple of months ago it announced a very big downgrade to its profit expectations, and that resulted in a 20% fall in its share price in just one session. Tonight we've got the Fed meeting minutes, or early tomorrow morning at least. The Aussie dollar 77.8.